is simply my snapshot of one moment in time. I'd hope that people reading this will take the title of the book with a pinch of salt. Don't get hung up by the appropriation of the name Arabia. I have no doubt there may be some who point an accusatory finger at the apparent peddling of outdated Orientalist notions. What right has a white man, a non-Muslim, and more meddlesome still, an Englishman, to prance across the desert in an age of such sensitivity, amid conflicts and strife, let alone to have the nerve to call this land by its ancient name? I knew from the outset that any journey in the Middle East would be contentious, and simply by undertaking to cross such a loaded region, it would garner criticism. It is exactly for that reason that I thought I should travel across these borders, because despite its controversy, there is nowhere else quite like it. The truth is, there is no Arabia. Arabia is an imagined construct, and always has been. Any attempt to define this land will always be met with censure. The Arabs themselves could never agree on what constituted Arabia, so what chance does anyone else have? Technically speaking, when referring to the Arabian Peninsula, geographers include the Gulf states of Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates and Oman, as well as Yemen, and of course, the largest country, Saudi Arabia. Some would say that Jordan is within the peninsula, others would not. But what about Iraq, Syria and the Holy Lands? Jerusalem, Damascus, Jericho and Baghdad all sit at the heart of the Arabian legacy, so it seems impossible to ignore them in a journey around the most enigmatic place on earth. In the spirit of the Bedouin of old, I have defied these borders and gone on to cross them in spite of their existence. Until recently, the entire Arabian Peninsula was very much at the mercy of nature, and by that I mean the desert. A landscape so hostile to man that only the hardiest nomads could survive in it. Since history began, Arabia has offered no comfortable welcome to the stranger, or much beyond austerity to its own people, and yet, from this barren land has emerged the root of all civilization, and the commandments of God himself, giving rise to three great religions and a culture that has spread across the continents. The legacy of those original desert dwellers must never be underestimated. Once upon a time, on the southwestern coast, in what is now Yemen, there ruled a king named Yarab, descendant of Noah, whose name will forever be remembered for saving all humanity, and the animals too, when the great flood came to punish man for his sins. Yarab's offspring, mythology aside, were the original Semites, and his seed soon spread far and wide, over the Red Sea to Africa, and north to mingle with the Sumerians of the Iraqi marshes. They left us with an alphabet and the written word, and yet, as a people, they vanished into multiplicity. Mobile, elusive, and disparate, these nomads became the Babylonians, the Assyrians, and the Chaldeans. They were the mercantile Phoenicians, the monotheistic Hebrews, the beautiful Ethiopians, and the industrious Aramaeans. Then and now, they were the Bedou, the Arabs, the survivors. Before Islam and the advent of nations, the old Arab tribes simply broke the region down into north and south, Al-Sham, Syria, and Al-Yaman, Yemen, which was all well and good in the days before borders got in the way. The fact is that Arabia did not exist because the Arabs did not exist. In those earlier times, the Arabs were simply a loose collection of disparate tribes that were always on the move and cared little for such definitions. Frontiers and identity existed only in the imagination of the beholder. Forced by the environment to form family clans based around this wadi or that oasis, a sort of micro-nationalism emerged along the invisible ridges of the sands. There were the Hashemites and the Qurashi, the Abchams and the Nadir, the Hilal, Talil, Khalid and the Hajar. This loose affiliation of blood gangs once roamed the valleys in search of plunder and pasture. Some were Jews, some were Christian, and many more were animists, at once at ease and in constant battle with the forces of nature. And then, in AD 571, something happened that changed the face of Arabia forever. The Prophet Muhammad was born, and with him a new religion emerged. The old tribes had fought one another for women, frankincense and camels for generations. But now they had another reason to fight, Islam and identity.